Okay, I see Mike and Todd on.
Ah.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Howdy, gang.
Hi.
Okay.
Michael is chairing today's call, and since our key agenda would be to assess what we can do, I mean, what OOR can do during the Ontology Summit, so I think it's proper to have Michael guide the conversation.
Okay, so let's see. So we have at the purple number 3JB3, 3JB3, under agenda ideas. We have the regular team status review followed by supporting and leveraging Ontology Summit 2013. So since I think Mike can only be here for half an hour, might jump to the Ontology Summit 2013 first, and then come back to the team status review. so if you just click on the link there for Ontology Summit 2013, the topic that we've identified for this year is ontology evaluation across the life cycle. So the idea being looking at methodologies for developing and evaluating ontologies. And we kind of included the general life cycle because we wanted to kind of give a slightly broader focus, but also kind of looking for collaboration with software engineering techniques, knowledge acquisition, data management people. And so that's kind of why we broaden it out to that. We have five tentative tracks. I haven't sent this out to the main list yet. You guys get a sneak preview. Five tentative tracks. And on Thursday, well, let me post these other meetings here. Here, let me just get the other message. Or is that out on the other page?
Which one?
Oh, yeah. On the summit page, you can see that we have our pre-launch community input and planning session this Thursday, December 13th. And so the point of that meeting will be to discuss, these potential tracks. So one track being looking at dimensions of ontology evaluation. So, you know, what is verification, validation, notions of quality, ranking ontologies. Second track being looking at evaluation in content. So just before I go on, the quality idea there in point number one is a little bit of a connection to one of the outcomes from last year's summit. Amanda Weissen had the kind of quality sort of track there, and so we hope to leverage off of those results. The second track for this year is looking at the Ontology Application Framework, which is one of the outcomes of Ontology Summit 2011. So the idea is looking at ontology evaluation from the perspective of different applications that use ontology. So the idea being that you don't always evaluate ontology by itself, but you also look at its application. Track number three, though, would look more at the ontology itself, so best practices in ontological analysis. So, you know, looking at logical criteria, ontological analysis techniques like OntoClean. Track number four would be looking at requirements for ontology. So how do we specify the requirements for ontology? So kind of reaching into a little bit of software engineering. And then the fifth track, looking at kind of lessons from software engineering. So in software engineering, people develop, you know, distributed open source software projects. How can ontology engineering kind of learn from some of those issues? Peter.
Yes. In the interest of not sort of repeating or not pre-doing the Thursday meeting.
I just wanted to kind of give speed.
Right. Yes. I'm not saying. I mean, you're specifying these. This is good. My suggestion is in the interest of not doing that and saving that for Thursday. Maybe we just focus on what could OOR do in this. In this opportunity
right.
and what can we gain from it?
Right.
Both. I mean, what can we offer and what can we contribute and what can we get from let's say an assembly of easily 50 to 100 people fully engaged and about 500-600 on a mailing list.
Right. So
OOR doesn't have. I mean, the kind of audience that OOR doesn't have.
Right. So I would postpone Todd's question to actually for Thursday. So Todd, hope you can join us on Thursday with that particular question.
Planning on it.
Good. So following Peter's suggestion, then, is there room for OOR to provide some input into this summit?
Yes. I mean, we've already addressed some of the issues of evaluation. It's in the workflow engine. Consistency. I forget what else. I don't know. We weren't able to address modularity yet, whatever that might mean. Completeness is certainly coupled to requirements, and that gets a little fuzzy unless we have a nice way to represent requirements, and that could be implemented in OOR and then acted upon. Ranking, we've talked about ranking, at least in the context of people liking something or not. More qualitative, or I should say quantitative ranking notions, I don't think we've discussed much about. Have we, Ken?
No. It looks like the best practices is the part that we were mainly focused on. Is that what you're getting at, Todd?
Well, that's part of it. We were exactly how we were going to implement or enforce best practices wasn't completely clear. I mean, we could do things like syntactic checking and logical consistency up to the ability of the reasoner. But things like completeness, what does that mean? This is completeness with regard to requirements and not deductive completeness.
Right, that's the idea, yeah.
Yeah. And, the notion of modularity is very fuzzy unless you can qualify it or quantify it properly in terms of requirements. Maybe I will say something about modularity in terms of... No, we can't do that. Forget that.
Well, I mean, modularity is an issue that's popped up here a few times. Like Gary Burr-Cross, for example, was very interested in modularity, particularly incorporating the suite ontologies into the SOCOP instance of OOR.
But I guess when I think of modularity, I'm thinking of some sort of logical and ontological dependence, as opposed to just something like subversion modularity. Well, here's one package, here's another package. Have a nice day.
Well, no, but that's exactly. I mean, I think the word modularity there. I mean, there is a workshop on modular ontologies that's held every year, for example. There's quite a big community within ontological engineering dealing with modularity and focusing more on the logical notions.
Right. I was thinking in the context of OOR and.
Right.
Again, all of this stuff in the context of OR, I'm thinking of, and correct me if I'm wrong, is how do we enforce whatever these notions are? So there's the representation of whatever the notion is and the mechanism to actually enforce that.
Right. So it could definitely see an OR presentation in one of the sessions for the best practices track. Again, this is assuming that these tracks get adopted. I mean, these are the proposed ones. But on Thursday's meeting, we'll be kind of thrashing these out and seeing if there's consensus on whether these are the right tracks. Some, might be, new ones might be added. Some of these might be merged. Scope will kind of vary as the outcome of Thursday's meeting. But I definitely foresee like best practices being one of the tracks in some form and OR contributing to that, one of those sessions.
Presumably, what we would want to do is, I mean, when we have an audience of a few hundred people interested in ontology, is to tell them that when they have ontologies, they could or they should upload it to some OOR instance, whether it's something they run themselves or something we run that they could use, or encourage them to build their own and start federating with us. So is that too early? Is that out of scope? Or how could we get that message across?
Would that fall under application framework, ontology application framework? I'm not sure exactly what that refers to.
Well, the ontology application framework, if you look back at Ontology Summit 2011, it was looking at because that was on making the case for ontologies. And so there's a kind of a categorization of different ways in which ontologies are used within applications.
Does OOR sort of cut across that?
Not really. I saw your suggestion as being closer to kind of elaborating Todd's point that if the repositories kind of become the focal point for implementing a lot of these best practices for ontology evaluation, then it just makes sense to say, well, you know, if you want to enforce, good ontology, if you want to find good ontologies, you'll find them in these repositories because the only reason they're there is because they've passed certain bars.
Oh, wow. I think that's a great spin. Could someone document that, Michael, maybe?
All right.
Yeah. Spin? There's no spin, Peter.
I mean, it's a great way to present the case, to make the case for OOR, and it's not even in. I mean, it's not a spin.
In any case, I'm closer to DC here, and I should be doing the spinning.
Okay. All right.
hey, Mike.
Yeah.
No, oh. Mike Dean.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm usurping some time here. About the discussion we were going to have, is there any time you have next week to do that?
Next week is reasonably open. Wednesday, Thursday. Well, I'm sorry. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is pretty open.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, Michael.
Okay.
You're still typing.
So by evaluation, you mean metrics. Is that the idea?
Well, metrics will be something I guess will be kind of discussed, I suppose. That would be under the – I would foresee that being under dimensions, yeah, metric.
Because in software engineering, that's what evaluation normally means.
Well, wouldn't that – what that actually means be part of the summit?
Mm-hmm.
We've already seen a whole bunch of email about that.
I mean,
just at the abstract for the Ontology Summit 2013 where it says metrics.
I would think that's part of evaluation, but there are other aspects or dimensions of evaluation that I'm sure will be discussed. Amanda has a whole bunch.
I don't know. I mean, it says there are no university-agreed metrics for ontology evaluation.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, metrics are the way you do evaluation. That seems to be assumed in the abstract.
Okay, we can modify the abstract.
You might have to do that if you have a different idea of what evaluation means.
No, I mean, I think that'll be one point for discussion. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So the other reason I also kind of saw the software engineering kinds of ideas. I mean, looking at how well GitHub and SourceForge work in software development. We should be having that within ontology development. Repository is one part of that.
Right. Do we want sort of the OOR be the GitHub's or subversions of software, of the software engineers?
Mm-hmm.
So there is an analogy. While it isn't quite there yet, but I mean, it could be something we can aspire to, or maybe we had already been aspiring to, just that we haven't delivered it yet.
I think the GitHub analogy is a good one. The one thing there is that sort of commits you, I think, to using one specific technology rather than being more open to other types of repositories.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of saw the idea being that, what are the best practices that people have for doing that sort of software development, and how can we adapt those to ontology design and evaluation? I think OOR could play the big role right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it sounds great. Are we going to, or will there be some track that breaks out to multiple domains like bioinformatics, healthcare, ontology-based standards, earth sciences, research data, and so on? I mean, whether it's best practice or whether it's application framework or whether it's requirement. I can see each of these being sort of matrixed into like domain-specific inputs. How could we matrix that discourse?
Yeah, so one thing Matthew West had suggested also was somewhere including here the idea of like the data engineering. So not just software engineering, but quality and data models as being something more explicit. So looking at that aspect, the other thing would be that perhaps the ontology application framework is the way of organizing all of the different more domain specific efforts. So, are there specific ways of doing evaluation for ontologies in the bioinformatics community versus earth sciences, for example? So that would be one possibility there. Or like you said, just have a whole matrix where all these questions are kind of evaluated from that end domain ontology perspective.
I mean, organizationally, that looks good, but from an implementation point of view, it's a real challenge, though.
Which
especially,
one?
I mean, matrixing.
Yeah.
Especially because we only have like 10 sessions.
Well, right. That's why I saw
sessions. Yeah.
That's why I saw the application framework as a way of organizing everything in that sense. So, if you look back at that framework, if you kind of identified one domain within each of the categories, that might be one way of focusing a lot of the work.
It might be helpful to specifically pinpoint in saying that. I mean, breaking it out to different domains fits in almost every single one of these. But let's just put them all under application framework, and so maybe under 2, then you have 2.1, 2.2, 2.3, 2.4, 2.5.
Right.
Depending on, I mean, which community shows up on Thursday and Friday.
Right.
Because we can't run anything without people from those particular communities joining us in a serious way to organize the area.
Okay. That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, since we have multiple organizers, let's say if NCBO would take on, let's say, the bioinformatics domain, that would be nice. Or if Research Data Alliance takes on, I mean, some data domain or manufacturing.
Yeah, that'd be something to try.
Plus, yeah. So it looks like, I'll definitely have a lot to gain from the discussion, because then we could maybe fine tune our approaches on how the OOR instances or a particular OOR instance can cater to some of these things.
Yeah.
I guess we'll have to wait to see what comes out of Thursday's meeting, Peter.
Of course.
Then we can start spinning.
Yeah, and Mike, yeah, you're right. We'll also want to kind of take a look at the EON workshops, definitely.
I don't know quite how long those lasted, but I thought the point would be helpful in case you didn't know about it already.
So it looks like it's been a while back.
Yeah, there may have been some subsequent
two,
ones.
Right, but yeah, and even if they've stopped, I mean, the people who are working on those are still working on ontology evaluation, so it'd be good to get those people.
Right. Yeah, I think the projects themselves, like NEON and things like that, have the directly sponsored some of the work, I think, stopped.
Yeah, that comes back to a point which which I brought up multiple times, is that we still don't quite engage the Europeans as much as we do North Americans, I mean, in Ontology Summit. Is there some way we could improve on that, since now that Michael, you lead IAOA, and Mike Dean, you used to lead the joint committee. Are there maybe one or two or three particular people we could engage that could help sort of spread the that could influence better engagement, especially from people in the EON workshops and so on?
You're talking about for the summit, right? Not OR in general.
No, for the summit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's a summit question. I should bring it up here. But
yeah, we'll have to, I guess, take a closer look at what's happened with EON
right.
And where those people have gone to.
But if we want to engage those people, this is the best time to bring them into the Thursday meeting and Friday meeting. Past that, they become participants more than they become organizers.
Yeah, but participants are also going to be desperately needed. We don't need a giant organizing committee necessarily.
I'm not talking a lot of people, but one or two very influential people. Like, I mean, if you engage Enrico Motta or...
Yeah, so doing a quick list here on the...
program committee.
Yorkshire, actually, is the EON series inventor. So I'm trying to remember. I think he's actually in industry now. Maybe at...
He's SAP, I think.
SAP. And Aldo. Again, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Was also one of the other folks.
Hey, Michael?
Yeah.
I'm at the IAOA public webpage, and I don't see any announcement for the Ontology Summit. That might be a start.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just keeping my head above water, just getting the summit page up.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Whose responsibility would that be? Let's see.
Probably yourself.
Yes, I don't think so. I delegate things.
I actually meant to...
I can't afford to do all this by myself.
Yeah, I actually meant to prompt you. I actually meant to post something for you, except that since we were just doing pre-launch, so I said, I'll wait... And since we already posted to IAOA General.
Yeah, we posted the list, but it's not on the website itself. Yeah.
Right. So get Oliver's help. Engage Oliver.
Right. So Todd, aren't you a member of IAOA?
Yes.
Yes.
So you got the email then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I saw that.
All right.
I need to drop off now, but it's a good conversation.
Great.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks. Bye.
So between those few names, I mean, Marie, Danny is more like a semantic wiki person, but Marie Carmen.
Yeah, we get Marie Carmen involved.
Yeah, Eldo are probably two people that, if they join us in the organizing committee, it would be nice. But Eldo is actually very busy and not as maybe not as available as one would hope. I mean, in the context of an organizing committee.
Yeah, no, he doesn't really participate well in organizing committees.
Yeah, he's good. I mean, giving talks. Then he gives good talks, but...
All right, so let's see. What about Enrico Motta? What is he doing these days?
running whatever ontology initiatives. Is he still, you were at ISS, is he still
fairly active? Didn't see him there.
Wow. Well, we know Neon didn't get funded anymore. But ask him.
Yeah, what's he doing, though? Anyone know what he's doing?
Know what he did. Don't know what he's doing. Yeah. And, of course, do you know if Nicola is going to be there on Thursday and Friday?
Not sure.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely want Nicola there.
I don't think he's going to be a track champion, though. So, well, there's a Neon Technologies Foundation for Mikimoto. Okay, well, I'll contact them then.
Right. That's what they set up after they didn't get funded. They set up the foundation to sort of host the work that came out of the originally funded project. Nicola and Enrico probably don't talk much to each other, but if they would both engage in one form or another in a leadership role, that would be very helpful.
What about pinging Nicola? Or did I miss that conversation?
Yeah, that's exactly the conversation.
Yeah, okay. And maybe this time he can actually get past American, get the Northern Italy cabal aboard.
Sorry, a disruption there.
I was just mentioning it would be very good if we get the Northern Italy cabal aboard. They drag a lot of other people along, too.
Well, I think definitely, like, if in the techniques for ontological analysis, I would definitely be interested. But again, there's going to be two levels of participation. I mean, some people will be really good for actually providing talks. I'm not sure if everyone's going to necessarily have enough time to be track champion. That kind of scares people off.
It's so much fun, though.
Actually, track champions aren't really that bad. I mean, if you essentially you're responsible for two virtual sessions.
Right. But see, that's for people who have been participating in ontology summits before. For example, Marie Carmen, Sofia Pinto, Yorkshire, Enrico Motta have never participated in these. So they probably will be reluctant to be a track champion because they don't really have a good idea what that means.
Unless you can pair them with someone who has experience.
Right. Yeah, that would be great. Actually, pairing
or apprenticeship type of deal, Michael.
Yeah. Well, see, that presumes we already have the track champions in place. It's kind of a bit of a catch-22.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we have at least one ready, right?
One
track or one track champion?
No.
Yeah, once you.
No.
Amanda hasn't volunteered already?
Amanda's probably going to be one of the co-editors.
Oh, okay. Oh, get her to be a track champion.
Do we typically have that kind of dual role?
Why not?
If the person is willing.
Okay. But in the past, we haven't, though, I think.
No one was that crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's perfectly doable.
Mm-hmm. Right, sleep is not an option. Though this year, Michael, I think there needs to be better coordination between the editors and the track chairs to get the material developed in a more appropriate time frame. But that's something else.
Well, I think this year one of the things that's going to be different is that the document's going to be done before the summit, before the symposium. There won't be any discussion of it at the symposium, I think.
Yeah,
that's what we tried to do last year.
Last year we still allowed discussion. Yeah. But this year I don't think there will be any discussion. It'll be simply presented.
Oh.
there could perhaps be an addendum for people for a dissenting opinion, like there is in the Supreme Court decision. But, yeah, we're not opening it up at all. It's going to be a done deal because the people are kind of saying, why are we bothering to come to the symposium? Because, you know, it's just a rubber stamp. And so one way to avoid that is to actually not have rubber stamping at the symposium. You have other activities at the symposium.
I think this is absolutely a great idea. We easily reserve like 2/3 of the symposium time window to the communique, and if we reduce that to like 10%, then we've got a lot more time to really leverage the face-to-face time.
One of the reasons we ran into that situation is because the material was not provided in a timely fashion to get it actually composed properly.
Last year was a pretty good job, I thought.
Well, we were still hacking stuff at the last minute. I mean, when we went to put it in the journal, I found whole bunches of errors. I couldn't make substantial changes, so I had to sort of live with them. But again, we were delayed in getting the material from the track chairs. Okay, we're drifting off topic. What's next on our agenda, Michael?
Okay, so if that's that.
We beat this one to death.
Okay, just a regular team status review. I don't know. Let me just go down the list here in the chat. So, Ken, do you have any updates?
Well, I did create a semantic open data community. So if you're interested.
At W3C, right? You were telling us about that last call.
It now exists. It has 6 participants at last time I looked. I'm not one of them yet. I mean, I've tried to join. And they're still reviewing my application to join the community that I created.
Is there an announcement somewhere? I evidently haven't seen it in my inbox.
Did it come across the semantic web thingy email list? Or?
I just created it. I haven't had a chance to do any announcing.
Oh, okay.
And I'm still, I hope to join it before I start announcing it.
And what's the goal, Ken, if I'm being so too stupid here?
Okay.
I guess
scope is,
yes.
The scope is actually specified on the page. It's to explore ways to leverage OData as a contributor to the semantic web vision and to help achieve a common understanding of both technologies as well as their relationship to each other.
So you're trying to make linked open data actually work?
Oh, well, that's another way of putting it.
If you have a page, can you post a link? With a little bit of context so that it's not just a link.
Semantic open data, SOD. Go SOD off?
No, SOD is in the grass.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm thinking of the UK colloquialism. No. Now you're Canadian. You're supposed to be akin to these things, Owen.
No, that's one word that didn't make it across the pond.
Oh, I'm sure. I realize, but you're more sensitive to it than I think people in the U.S. are.
True. That's true.
Unless you watch a lot of public broadcasting stuff.
That's full data.
I think we could make some good jokes out of that.
Right. But the parsing of it is... semantic, and then parentheses around open data.
Right. SOTA would be a better name.
Yeah.
Well, again, you can see it quickly and just lose the T.
Yeah.
I checked that SOData doesn't seem to have too many meanings on the web.
Ooh.
Apparently, it's somebody's name. Some person's name, I guess.
So what do you think that the future possibilities here? Is this something, I remember kind of at ISWIC, there wasn't a lot of warm reception to the idea. So how well do you think this is going to progress?
Well, after I gave my talk on it, people were actually quite supportive.
Oh, okay.
So it did turn around. I was actually approached by the W3C to start this community. They asked me.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Anyway, the focus will be just on the relationship between these two. It's not supposed to be yet another standard.
Okay. So what impact do you think this would have specifically on OR? Is this, again, something?
Oh, yeah. It does have an impact. The idea is that if you have a schema, right? And I even discussed this with the people at the W3C. When you have a schema for, say, a relational database, that's just a schema for the database. That's it. There's no relationship between that schema and any other schema. And that's something that, relational people are really concerned about, and there's an attempt on their part to do some integration. Anyway, the OOR would come in that the schema for an O data source could have its entity types be classes in an ontology, and that ontology would be in the OOR. So suddenly you do have a way of relating a table in one data source to a table in another data source. Namely, they have the same types.
Are you suggesting some sort of automatic mediation, or this is just a third-party entity that helps in doing the mapping?
Well, at the moment, it's just a way of doing the specification when you create your schema.
Oh.
It's right now they do have schema.org. They can specify at least common attributes, common tags via schema.org. But this is a way of generalizing that to ontology, just general ontologies.
Okay.
So that would be an important aspect of this. And so the other one, of course, is that you want to be able to export your data as RDF.
Okay.
Interestingly, when Michael Pizzo discussed this at ISWIC with Tim Berners-Lee, he didn't really care that much about ontologies. All he cared about was getting RDF out.
Who is that? Who's concerned?
Hmm?
Who in that conversation was concerned with getting RDF out?
Tim Berners-Lee.
Oh. Okay.
He seemed to feel the connection with ontologies was not that important.
Okay. Oh, well. What universe does he live in? I don't know. Well, I guess, one of the points that is missed is that, yes, you can publish your schema, and yes, you may be able to map between schema, but if you want to introduce some inferencing or reasoning, you may not end up with results that you're going to agree to.
Well, that is something that I think is appropriate for this SO data group to discuss exactly what inferencing you are going to be accepting, and you want to have some standard for it. We're not going to create the standard, but we can at least produce use cases.
Yeah, but I mean, that might be one way to promote this notion. Now, I gather a lot of people don't expect, or maybe they don't use or expect great value out of doing automated inferencing or reasoning. And hence, you can have real sloppy ontologies in terms of quality, and something relevant for the summit then to consider. But, okay.
Yeah, well, I don't know that there's any direct connection between this summit and this SO data.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't think so.
No, but I'm terribly saying that the quality issue is something, and the evaluation of ontologies is the subject of the summit, and having a quality ontology allows you to get derivations that are expected as opposed to unexpected things. And in the context of linked open data, you really can't do any reasoning over that stuff because their ontologies are not well developed, i.e. they would fail the evaluation of quality criteria that we would like to promote.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it's pretty roundabout kind of argument. It's pretty generic sort of argument.
Yeah, okay, I'll work on it.
Linked open data doesn't have an ontology at all, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Exactly. So hence you can't do reasoning on it. Or your results will be rather questionable, to say the least.
Since we have about 10 minutes left, maybe just move on. See, Mike's gone. Ken, do you have any other points, any other updates?
That's all that's happening right now.
Okay. Peter, do you have any updates?
Not particularly.
Okay. Todd?
No, but I do need to get the latest build for OOR because I believe I have great use of it next year.
Oh, what's coming up? What's happening next year?
Can't say.
Okay.
but are you going to run it, stand up an instance? Is that what you...
It'll be an internal instance.
Right.
So, Ken, do you have the latest drop?
Ask, what's her name? Trish Wetzel. Write her, and she will ask you to get registered on NCBO, and when you are registered, then you have... And when she gives you the link, you then will have an access to the latest
yeah.
VM. Yeah.
And build. then I can send you information about how to customize it.
Right.
Oh boy. Okay.
Are you planning to install their virtual machine or image, or are you actually installing from scratch?
Well, unfortunately, I won't be allowed to do the install, so I'll have to ask the people who do it what they would prefer, but probably the VM.
Uh-huh. We lost track of what's the latest VM, too. They don't usually announce it, and we are definitely at least two versions behind in the OR sandbox.
Okay.
So don't look at what we're running on the OR sandbox.
Okay.
Ken is probably running a very latest version, picking it out from the Subversion repository and building it yourself, right?
Yeah, I built it myself from the source code.
Right.
Whoa. Is it painful?
No, not really.
Only if you don't know what you're doing.
But, yeah, the first time you do it, it's painful. Yeah, sure.
Oh.
Not because there's anything intrinsically difficult about it, but rather because it's tricky to get all of the versions consistent with each other of the various kinds of code
pieces
you have.
Yeah.
Because there's a whole number of things that need to be installed, and they have to have compatible versions.
Yeah, okay, I'm familiar with that scenario, unfortunately.
That's the main problem I found. It's not the install itself. I mean, it's not that difficult.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
So any other team status items?
I still hope to see, I mean, there may be need. I think we still need to discuss what we're going to do about sort of the size of this meeting dwindling.
We changed
our clock to accommodate, for example, Till, but I think he joined us once since.
And actually, that's another. So this is coming to point three here, planning, confirming, making additions to the OR event calendar. So next semester, my schedule, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday mornings, I'm teaching. So I wouldn't be able to make this time anymore. But also with the summit, I think my time also is going to be squeezed. So I will probably be dropping out of the OR calls until April.
Should we totally drop?
Maybe I'm dropping.
No, I understand. I heard you.
Yeah.
But most of us are going to be fairly fully engaged in the summit as well. Todd, I assume you will be?
Yes.
That's right, because he volunteered to be a track champion. So.
Ken, will you engage in the summit in some fashion to provide leadership?
Well, the problem is I don't know exactly what I can provide at the moment.
I mean, I guess we all make it up ourselves. We provide something we're interested in providing. That sort of is relevant to the theme and try to fit it into the agenda. I mean, try to use that to advance the agenda, let's put it that way. Because if most of us are going to do that, then one, we do some merged work, I mean, in preparing the OR presentation, if there are tracks that are related, then we within the next 4 months, there will not be maybe one, two, maybe even zero standalone OR meetings, but there will be OR related meetings that are cast in the light of the Ontology Summit. That's one way to look at it. Because even if we are going to have a standalone OR meeting, we may not have participants. Does that make sense? And then we can resume after the summit is done?
Yeah, I guess so.
None of the things...
If the OOR does... If there is some connection between the... you know, between what the summit is doing and what, you know, OOR is doing, certainly I would like to, you know, do what I can. But, you know, I'd really have to feel that everybody there is actually interested in this and I'm not just doing it on my own. I mean, I'd like to have some confirmation from them that this is related to their topic.
Yeah. Because I sometimes, you know, kind of looking through our notes just now, too, that I'm not sure if OR necessarily has something to offer so much as it has some things that it can, I mean, I'm not sure it can offer anything like, say, during the summit, but if we follow this idea that, you know, OR instances will implement, you know, the best practices that come out, that's more like of a commitment on the part of OR. So OR does gain some visibility in that sense, but not necessarily, you know, contributing towards the resolution of particular issues.
Michael, it may.
Uh-huh.
If people feel that their work is going to be realized somewhere, it may focus their attention.
Mm.
Right. And if we can implement something that sort of advances evaluation, I mean, under the auspices of OOR, I mean, let's say maybe for you, it's under the auspices of Colore. I mean, then I think it will totally make sense. And also, I have an idea. Since we're not going to do, we're going to have the face-to-face totally open, and there has been discussions about making it a lot more innovative, attractive, hands-on, like doing demos, vocams, things like that. We could do some interoperation OOR related things that calls for a lot of preparation work ending and culminating at the symposium, where a certain instance gets stood up, certain ontologies actually gets uploaded and evaluated and mapped and on whatever, and ranked or gets collaboratively talked about, commented,
right.
and maybe, I mean, some of these things may or may not be totally quantitative, like let's say, take for instance Slashdot. I mean, someone makes a post and depending on how other people comment, the ranking moves up and down from a sort of collaborative assessment.
Well,
I think these are some of the things that I think even the Stanford people have been trying to implement.
Right.
Peter, expanding on your suggestion, and also in the context of making the symposium more attractive, by the time the symposium, or by the time we're done with a majority of the presentations, in particular in terms of evaluation, do you think we might come up with some presentation that suggests how we could implement some of those capabilities? Hence the question to you, Ken.
Mostly Ken.
What?
Well, it would be nice, you know, in terms of a real live demo to implement some of these notions, but in lieu of that ability, you know, if some specification of an evaluation criteria is made, could we then provide a presentation saying, well, this is how OOR could implement this particular specification?
Well, BioPortal already does some metrics. I mean, they tell you like how many classes you have, you know, how many, what's the maximum number of subclasses of a class?
I realize that. But during the life of the summit, I'm sure people will hopefully specify some more evaluation criteria other than just that.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point, is that, you know, we could certainly show just by going to BioPortal and say, look, this already does these evaluations. Now, what can we do with that? How do we actually relate that to quality?
Well, I'm assuming that we'll learn that through the summit.
Right, and then the OOR will then proceed to implement those ideas.
Yeah, but
I see what Todd is asking. But what I think Ken might be referring to is, yes, we learn from the discourse, and then over the next year or 2 years, we implement those. The alternative is, I mean, maybe that's what Todd is alluding to, is something is discussed and it gets implemented. I mean, maybe in a sort of extreme programming type of fashion. Over the course of that, the discussions, more and more things gets implemented, and by the time we have the symposium, something with a lot of those things that we discuss actually becomes showable.
That would be a rather audacious goal, Peter. And if we could do that, that would be really brilliant.
If you remember, OntoHub was implemented in 2 weeks.
They have
open source codes, which means, I mean, if we can engage Till or someone, or Till can get a couple of super programmers, or Michael can, I mean, in terms of implementing them on Colore, or we can get Mark Musen to twist their arms of Ray Ferguson and do something on BioPortal, and we can do something on the OOR instance. I mean, that could be very interesting. It's extremely challenging, definitely.
We could certainly help BioPortal with direction and some qualification as to how they should go about doing it.
Yeah, I have zero software development resources, actually.
Till is our best bet. And since we are meeting tomorrow at for Onto IOP. Maybe this is one thing we could bring up. Michael, you could bring up.
Yeah, I would think the person to talk to would be Till about this.
Yeah, the fact that they implemented an entire OOR in 2 weeks was extremely impressive.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, if all you're doing is taking the existing metrics and, you know, computing something based on that, that would be easy.
Well, no, these are new things I'm hoping will come out.
But if you want to have an altogether new concept of some altogether new metrics that are not currently being computed, that would be a little more challenging.
Yeah. Hence, Peter's notion is rather audacious.
But yeah, I mean, it's something interesting to think about, for sure.
Oh, but, yeah, I would think the person to do it would be Till.
Yeah, he's the closest bet. I actually wouldn't think Ray Ferguson would budge.
I think maybe like another fallback option would be having demos of OR instances that demonstrate what kinds of how they incorporate the ideas of quality that arise during the summit. So whether it's metrics like Ken was mentioning, whether it's the automatic consistency checking, that could be incorporated into Onto Hub, things like that. I can see how we could have demos like that.
Yeah, but also, even for lamer positions, just give presentations about how you go about doing it and what are the implications, something like that.
But
is Onto Clean still around?
Yeah, but it's not implemented as a software environment.
There is an implementation. Oh, no, it requires a lot of manual work at this point, doesn't it?
Yeah, maybe HiFleet might have something now. Check with Bill Anderson.
Oh, but they would have implemented it for their version of Common Logic, right?
Yeah, their particular KFL, they call it.
KFL?
Yeah, Knowledge Framework Language.
Oh.
So you wouldn't be able to easily integrate it with another tool?
Well, I mean, we can be thinking about this. Mm-hmm.
Well, Michael, I have to go.
Yeah, I have to go too.
Michael has to go too. It is a great meeting. So next meeting is January 15th. And in the meantime, I guess happy holidays, everyone.
Okay.
We'll try.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Yes, and I'm sure we'll meet many, many times before then.
Right, I hope to hear everyone on Thursday's call.
Yeah, right. Thursday, Friday, please.
Okay.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Peter?
Yes.
Oh, just wondering, are we meeting tonight?
I hope so, because
I'm going just to wanted to confirm.
Yeah. But the only person who has a real call, who can make a real call, is Pages. If he has nothing to show, then there's nothing much to meet about. And then I will call off the debut on the 19th. Because even after 12 last night, he was still recompiling the software. He made like 4 or 5 different compilations. You probably
I saw all of that.
Yeah. So he's still working on it, and he has even started migrating the data. So we're running really close. Because after he migrates, there's still a lot of work to do, and I have one major concern that the migration will totally fall apart. I tried to talk to him, and I haven't heard back from him, and I know why I haven't heard back from him, because he hasn't even started migrating. So if we have a meeting, it's going to be an important meeting. We'll have to make some decisions. If we don't have a meeting, then I know why, and I'll probably postpone the debut until after the new year. You agree?
Ken? Yeah, I don't see that we can do anything else.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Thanks. Bye. Talk to you tonight.
Bye now.